everyone. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio, live here with Coaching with Carrie. I'm excited to start an entirely new coaching series, and I hope you'll continue to join in and listen. I wanted to talk about something a little bit different, just kind of shift gears a little bit. You've been with me on this journey for over a year now. We've talked about a lot of things in terms of mindset, how you achieve the highest level of success, how you focus on simplicity to get the biggest results. We've talked about building a real estate business, or which could really apply to a lot of businesses, but really building that foundation, how you continue to work on the fundamentals of your business to be able to move through any shift in any market for your business. And today I want to start talking about basically customer service and value pricing, delivering customer value, enhancing your value so you can get paid what you're worth. And I believe that this is, of course, going to apply to all of you as real estate agents. It doesn't matter how long you've been in the business, how much business you do, where you are, or where you're going in your business. This is going to be a huge focus for you. And of course, this relates to all industries. You know, we just need to look at our business and see what we're focusing on. Is it really what we should be focusing on, right? And so delivering customer value is kind of in two parts here, and this is obviously going to go for quite a few weeks. We're going to talk about this. The first part of it is basically delivering customer value, and the second part is going to be about customer value pricing. And both go hand in hand. A lot of people really get caught up in trying to determine what they should charge the customer, and we believe you should be focused on the value you provide. Why? Well, because the value is clear. If the value is clear, the pricing is clear, right? When someone talks about pricing, we think you should first talk about customer value. When someone asks you what you charge, you should answer with what you do. Always be clear about what you do and be able to articulate it, and then I think the question of pricing really eventually goes away. So there was a quote from a three-year National Federation for Independent Business study that came out that said, businesses that place heavy emphasis on customer service are more likely to survive and succeed than competitors who emphasize such advantages as lower prices or types of product. Point is that those that place the emphasis on the customer service had a much better chance of longevity and success, and of course, success than their competitors who didn't focus on that and focus on something else, which was trying to beat out those other companies and prices or type of products. So what does this all mean to you? Well, there's a lot of competition in today's real estate market from companies and agents who position themselves as low-cost options, right? Their focus is more on saving money than on providing service. And most customers are still more concerned, by the way, you guys, with getting value through excellent customer service than they are with pricing. So the more emphasis you put on delivering value through great customer service, the less emphasis your customer will put on pricing. And so delivering customer value means three things: delivering what you'll say you'll deliver, delivering what the customer needs, and delivering everything that leads to customer satisfaction. So the customer always defines value by comparing what you say you'll do against what you actually do. Customers' wants are defined by each individual customer, right? You and I know this both. Different customers want different things. Sellers need different things than buyers, and each seller needs something different than the other sellers you're working with, right? What they need, however, is surprisingly consistent among buyers and sellers in general. So your job is to always first deliver what they really need. At the end of the day, a satisfied customer is one who's had all of their expectations met, and you'll do everything that you said you'd do. You'll do everything they need, and then you'll check to make sure that they're satisfied with everything that you've done. So why does customer value matter? Well, it is what customers pay for. Customer satisfaction, it increases customer loyalty. It will generate referrals and repeat business for you. It builds a reputation that attracts new business, and it validates your professionalism. So customers really want to feel like they've received value for the money they've spent. If you've done a great job in setting and then meeting expectations, they won't focus on the cost of your commission. I guarantee it. Customers will remember the service you provide during the transaction, and it's much more efficient and cost-effective to retain satisfied customers, I'm sure you'll agree, than to go out and get new ones. Satisfied customers provide the most powerful kinds of marketing, testimonials, and word of mouth. That's just a fact. With social media, this becomes even more powerful. Having a reputation for taking good care of your customers is truly priceless, and it's the most effective way to validate your professionalism for sure. So why you're here, why you're listening to this today is to understand your customer service and what is the position that you take and the value you deliver to your customer, right? In the end, your customers see you as their fiduciary, not just a functionary. What does that mean? Well, a functionary is someone who tells and sells, who responds to needs, who assumes little responsibility, you know, completes the task at hand, delivers information, meets expectations. But quite frankly, a functionary is replaceable. A fiduciary, which is who your customer sees you as and who you really need to be as a professional licensed realtor, is someone who educates and guides. anticipates needs, accepts high responsibility, owns the result, advises and consults, exceeds expectations, and quite frankly, therefore, is irreplaceable. So during this coaching series, you're going to learn that delivering customer value follows a very systematic process. Number one, you're going to set expectations at the beginning of the relationship. Number two, you're going to service expectations by doing what you said you would do when you first set expectations, and you're going to do it well. Number three, you're going to satisfy expectations by constantly checking in to see how things are going. And number four, you're going to surpass your customer's expectations by providing an unexpected service or handling some part of the transaction in an unexpected way. So today, I want to talk a little bit about setting expectations. Setting expectations at the beginning of the relationship is basically presenting your value proposition, listening to your customer's concerns, and seeking agreement. So doing what you said you would do when you first set expectations and doing it well is really service. This is what a lot of people call meeting expectations. And by the way, you can't meet expectations you don't set and you don't get agreement on in the beginning. So just remember that. So after you set those expectations, you need to then satisfy expectations. So check how they feel about what's happened. Resolve any problems or mistakes that are being made. So satisfying expectations is really regularly checking in to see how things are going with your clients. So you need to have that time blocked. You need to have some system for that, right? You want to know how they feel about your service. How they feel about your service may not be consistent with how well you delivered it, to be honest. You want to know if they're anything than less than satisfied, right? And you can't make the assumption that just because you're doing what you said you do, that they're still feeling like, you know, feeling good about it. So you need to be checking in. Also, they may have had expectations that you failed to set or that simply weren't aware of. And so by regularly checking in, you're going to find that out. Sometimes people create expectations in their head and there wasn't communication about that. So now they're expecting something from you and you didn't even realize it. Should problems, misunderstandings, or mistakes arise, we're all human, right? That sometimes happens. You just need to find and fix them quickly. View problems as opportunities to create customer satisfaction. That's really what they are if you find them quickly. The only way you're going to find them quickly is by checking in regularly. So surpassing, that's the next thing. Surpassing expectations. Do one unexpected thing or do expected things in an unexpected way. Surpassing expectations is about doing that. Exactly what I just said. You pick one or two things. You do something unexpected, or you do something that was expected, but you do it in an unexpected way, and that will bring unexpected levels of satisfaction. So first you set, right? Then you meet, and now you surpass expectations. You can't surpass expectations that you don't set, you don't agree upon, and you don't deliver first. So set, service, satisfy, and surpass. These are the four components represented the very foundation of delivering customer value. And because of that, that's what we're going to be talking about, how you structure around them. So you have to set expectations in your very first meeting. You need to make sure that you service to those. You need to make sure you check in and that they're satisfied. And then you need to do one thing unexpected or do unexpected things in an unexpected way surrounding that to surpass those expectations. So setting expectations is what I just want to talk about right now. We're going to move on to the other parts of how you then set systems around these other foundational pieces, but today I just want to talk a little bit about setting that expectation. So in order to set an expectation, you need to successfully follow this particular pattern, and this is what it is. You need to present your value proposition, you need to listen to your customer's concerns, and you need to seek agreement. So your value proposition is what's going to help your customer understand what you'll do to earn your commission. Your value proposition is a simple and precise description of the benefits your customer will get from working with you. You need to write this down. If you don't have one, you need to figure out what your value proposition is. It should clearly convey all the things that you do to earn the fee you charge, period. It will vary depending on whether your customer is a seller or a buyer, and we'll talk about that. And it is a covenant between you and your customer, truly. So that's how you need to think about your value proposition. Buyers and sellers are going to have different needs, so you need to tailor your value proposition to the specific requirements of each customer. Articulating your value proposition will help you focus on those services and be aware of what you promised. So a lot of people refer to the value proposition as a unique value proposition. You've probably heard it before, a UVP. And therefore, they get it confused with something called the unique selling proposition, which is a USP. They are not the same thing, you guys. Your value proposition says what you'll do for your customer to earn your commission. It's probably not unique. It's what all fiduciary agents should do. Your unique selling proposition is a marketing and promotional statement that positions you as better than your competitor. So we're not asking what your marketing plan is and why they should work with you from that perspective. We're asking what your value proposition is, what you do to make the commission that you earn. So your value proposition says what you'll do for your customer, while your unique selling proposition is the marketing that positions you as better than your competitors. Those are two different things. So potential customers may not actually recognize your value unless you present your value proposition. You just need to be aware of that. Your customers don't really understand it. So why do you need to present your value proposition in every interaction? So that they recognize your value, so they won't discount your value, so your customers won't feel overcharged, and your customers will understand the complexity of what you do. And it also, by the way, you guys, makes you live up to it, right? When you present it, now you have to perform. It's going to make you better in your business. So, in fact, if you don't present your value proposition, guess what the consumer is going to do? They're going to try to discount your value. In other words, when people don't understand the value of something, they often assume that they're being overcharged for it. They may even attempt to do it themselves. So potential customers are less likely to try to buy or sell a home themselves when they understand the magnitude and complexity of the real estate transaction and the value you bring to it. Are you showing them this? Many of you are not. Finally, presenting your value proposition makes you live up to it. Like I said, this is the most important one. If you say out loud what your value proposition is and what you're going to do, you, of course, will want to follow through with that. So your customer will value what you do the most when you take the time to clearly present your value proposition to them. It's what people usually mean when they say you need to educate your customer, right? We've all heard that. This is a big, big part of that education. So your value proposition for sellers is this, period. Sellers want three things. And not every seller wants them in this order. And so you need to assess which one they need the most and work for that one first. However, every seller needs these three things. So this is your value proposition for sellers: to achieve the highest price in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of hassle. So what sellers say they want most from you, according to NAR's profile of home buyers and sellers, is 25% said selling the home within a specific time frame, 22% said finding a buyer for their home, 16% said marketing the home to potential buyers, 16% said pricing the home competitively, 10% said finding new ways to sell the home for more, 4% said negotiating and dealing with the buyers, and 3% said paperwork, inspections, and preparing for settlements. So that's very interesting. Always be aware, because customers are focused on outcomes. We focus on services that lead to those outcomes, but they are focused on the outcomes. So when we're looking at the top three, what they really want is to get the highest price in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of hassle. So the top 10 service areas of your seller value proposition should be these 10 things. And let's see if you actually do feel this is part of your value proposition and if you articulate it. Number one, analyzing needs and wants, helping the seller clarify the motivating reason to sell and determining that their timetable. Because they want you to sell it in a reasonable amount of time, you need to understand what they really, really need and want and help them clarify what is motivating them and determining their timetable. Okay? Number two, determining the best selling strategy in terms of price given the current market conditions and showing the results in terms of a net sheet. They want to know that they're going to get the most amount of money in this market, and this is how you're going to show them. Number three, advising on repairs and improvements and providing staging strategies, because that's going to help them get the most in the least amount of time, right? Number four, developing a marketing plan and establishing a marketing timetable. That is going to, again, help them with their goals. Number five is evaluating the offers. Number six, of course, would be negotiating counteroffers, advising on final terms and conditions. Number seven, preparing the post-contract work list and advising on repairs and vendor services. And then, of course, number eight, coordinating and supervising the preparation of the documents, providing pre-closing consulting. Number nine, reviewing closing documents, resolving last-minute issues, and completing the transaction. Number 10, coordinating the move-in, if you feel it's appropriate, and assisting with any post-closing issues. So always be aware that your sellers are going to focus on the outcome, you need to focus on the services that are going to get them to the outcome. But the outcome that they want is that you are going to sell their home for the highest price in the shortest amount of time with the least amount of hassle. So you need to prepare a value proposition with these 10 things that shows them exactly how you're going to do that. Set those expectations so they know what you're going to do, and then make sure that you're always doing those things. And then we're going to talk moving forward in the next coaching series how, of course, you get agreement on those things, how you surpass them and exceed those expectations, etc. So let's quick talk about your value proposition for buyers. It's a little bit different. Every buyer wants four things. They will want all four. Again, not every buyer wants them in this order, and you need to always assess which one they need the most and work for that one first. The four things that every buyer wants is finding the right property at the best price in the right amount of time with the least amount of hassle. Finding the right property at the best price in the right amount of time with the least amount of hassle. So what buyers say they want most from you, according to the NAR profile of home buyers and sellers, is 50% said they want help finding the right home to purchase. 13% said help negotiating the terms. 10% says help determining what comparables sell for. 9% helping with price negotiations. 8% helping with paperwork. And 5% help determining how much the buyer can spend. Again, buyers are focused on outcomes. We have to focus on the services that lead to those outcomes. So the top 10 service areas of your buyer value proposition should be these 10 things. Analyzing needs and wants and helping the buyer get a clear picture of their ideal home. Number two, guiding the buyer to a loan officer, obtaining pre-qualification or pre-approval, and, of course, helping in choosing that best financing option with them by helping them find that professional loan officer. Remember, you are not a mortgage professional if you're a realtor, so you just need to advise them to get in front of professional people that will help them do that. Number three, creating a broad neighborhood search profile with a list of target neighborhoods and related information. Organizing and scheduling a home search process, providing ongoing updates, arranging drive-bys and showings, of course, as the homes become available. Number five, comparing homes, helping with decision-making and advising on terms and issues of an offer, and filling, of course, of the purchase agreement. Number six, presenting the offer and negotiating on the buyer's behalf. Number seven, advising and supervising vendor selections and coordinating vendor services. Number eight, coordinating and supervising document preparation and providing pre-closing consultation. Number nine, previewing closing documents, resolving last-minute issues, and completing the transaction. And number 10, coordinating either the move-in or giving them some checklists for that, et cetera, and, of course, assisting with any post-closing issues. Very similar to the seller, but there are some dramatic differences. Again, what the buyer wants, as we've talked about, is finding the right property at the best price in the right amount of time with the least amount of hassle. And if you look at these 10 items that need to be in your value proposition for a buyer, that's what they are focusing on, is really understanding what they want so that you can get them in front of the right property, so that you can help negotiate the best terms for them in the time frame that they want, so they can get what they want when they want it, and you are the one that's guiding them in that process. They are not educated. They don't know what they can afford, and then they don't know what the value of a home is. Are they buying something that's overpriced or not? These are the things that they trust you with, and this is what you need to make sure that you tell them that you're going to do. So remember, customers are focused on outcomes. Sellers want three, buyers want four. We went over what those are, and you should really focus on the 10 service areas that produce those outcomes in your value proposition, right? We need to make that connection for the customer about how our services lead to them achieving their desired outcomes. That's the key here, you guys. You need to make the connection for your buyer or seller about how your services are going to lead to them achieving their desired goal, their desired outcome. So two additional service areas that both buyers and sellers want is, number one, to be educated, and number two, a peace of mind. They both want it, whether they express it to you or not. And so I want to briefly cover both of them because this is really important. Buyers and sellers want you to educate them about what you do for your money, what is your value proposition, what your role will be in this process, your team and their roles if you have a team, what are your service standards, the steps of the home buying or selling process, and the importance of each step, right? So you need to help your buyers and sellers understand the complexities and magnitude of real estate transactions. This is how you prove your value, by the way, but they also need to understand it. Once they understand that, then you need to clarify your role in helping them through it. And again, if you have a team, you need to familiarize your customer with any individuals who might be handling part of that so they're not surprised, right, especially if you have administrative help, et cetera. You just need to be clear on your service standards, and you need to walk them through the steps involved and the importance of each step in the process so that they feel comfortable. And your buyers want you to educate them in terms of they want to know what's expected of them during the real estate transaction. Your customers also need to know what to expect of the existing real estate market. You need to clarify or debunk any myths that the customers might have about buying or selling a house. be clear with your customers about your availability. If you're unavailable at certain times, all you need to do is set expectations up front. Let them know how you will communicate with them and when they can expect to hear from you. Always be clear about the next step in the process. So, a service professional is someone who knows what they knows what they don't know, and knows the difference between the two. I don't know if you've heard that before, but I love it. When a professional agent knows, they tell. And when they don't know, they find out. And that is your goal. If they ask you a question and you don't know the answer, all you need to do is let them know you'll find out. And if, of course, you know, you're going to tell them, right? So that is who you. That's what you should think of. People don't want your answers, you guys. They want the right answers. So you need to be a professional and make sure that if you know it, you tell them, and if you don't, you find out. You have to know the difference between what you know and what you don't know. That is going to be key. If you start telling people things that you think might be right, you're going to get yourself in a bunch of trouble, and it just is not professional. So your goal is to become the trusted information resource for your clients and your customers, right? Your sellers and your buyers. You need to position yourself as the go-to person for real estate information. You need to build a network of knowledgeable people that you can refer to your customers, and you need to credit the source of your answers whenever you need to. So when you fulfill your customers' immediate needs for answers, you will fulfill your future needs for referrals. We know this as a fact. Your goal in educating your customers is to become, like I said, that trusted information resource on all different things, real estate related topics, financing, community information, schools, what's going on in the area. So let's be clear about how you do that. You need to position yourself with every customer as the go-to, right? You don't have to know all the answers, but you have to build this network with knowledgeable people who can provide the very best answers in all these different areas so that you know you can get the answers that they need. So when you deliver the answers, you should tell them who gave you that answer, right? You should use this network and show them that you are networked. This is going to bring you more value. This is going to bring you more referrals. Not only is it the right thing to do, it actually makes you look better. And so customers will know you're in the business of getting them the best answers to their questions if you do this, and they will trust you to meet their needs. And, of course, when you fulfill your customers' needs for immediate answers and you also develop that rapport with them, you will also develop your future referrals by providing the answers they want and they need. So that's just a bottom line. So lastly, buyers and sellers, they want a peace of mind. Peace of mind comes from having certainty and predictability in a relationship. All customers want peace of mind. Peace of mind is when they feel you've taken care of them or you are taking care of them and you are communicating with them. That's what will give them a peace of mind. So to create that peace of mind for your customers, you need to do a few things. You need to share your value proposition, and you need to outline everything that you'll be doing for them because now they have certainty and clarification, right? You need to establish credibility with information about your past successes. So maybe your percent list price to sale price, your average days on market compared to the competition, et cetera. And wherever possible, back them up with testimonials from prior clients. That's going to really help you in this process as well. Offer service guarantees like an easy out seller listing or buyer agreement if you're not doing what you say you're going to do. I did that all the time when I sold. I never had anybody opt out, but it certainly gave them a peace of mind. Give customers regular updates on new developments of things. Tell them when you'll call them and then call them when you told them you'd do it. Offer customers constant assurance that you're fulfilling your fiduciary responsibilities and overseeing their best interests. You can do this manually. If you have a lot of business, you guys, there are some great systems out there. I know a lot of my top agents use Brivity, which is a client management system or a customer service management system that basically helps you constantly do the things that you said you're going to do, keeps you and or your team members on track with doing all those things, and it also communicates what you're doing constantly with your seller or your buyer. So it's huge in terms of customer service. So if you don't want to do this all manually, if you feel like you have too much volume to do this at a high level manually, there are systems and technologies out there that can help you with this. But it's important that you do it, you guys. So I'm going to quick recap. The next session that we're going to do on Coaching with Carrie is going to talk about listening to your customers' concerns because this is a really important part. After you listen to them, you have to seek agreement. Once you seek agreement for them, then you have to service those expectations. And then once you service them, of course, you need to surpass them. And so we'll be talking about those in the next couple of sessions to talk a little bit about what is it that we need to be doing in terms of setting these expectations and making sure that we're achieving them for them. And in fact, not only achieving them, but how can we sometimes even surpass those? And that's how you're really going to build a database of constant referring clients. So today, what I hope you took out of this is that you need a value proposition. You need to understand that in order to be able to not worry about your pricing or your commission, you have to be able to focus on what value you bring to the customer. If you're not clear on it, they sure aren't going to be, and you're going to find yourself negotiating a ton, right? You need to deliver customer value which means you need to say what you're going to do, and then you need to do it, and that is what's going to lead to that customer satisfaction. But in order to be able to create this value proposition, which you might not have done already, you need to understand what it is that the seller and the buyer want, right? And so that's what we talked about. Buyers and sellers want very specific things, and you just need to make sure that your value proposition talks to them about what they need and shows them exactly how you're going to do that. They're going to be very, very happy with you and not focus one bit on the commission if they know that you can get them from point A to point B, you can get them what they want when they want it, and that you can show them how you're going to do it. So make sure that you're creating your value proposition, both for buyers and sellers. Make sure that this is part of your presentation with them, and make sure that you include the top 10 service areas of your seller value proposition, of your buyer value proposition. If, by the way, you want any of this information sent to you, all you need to do is email me at carriehkw.com. You can, of course, find me right here on Blog Talk Radio and send me a message on Coaching with Carrie or on Facebook, Coaching with Carrie, or, of course, my Twitter handle is carriehkw. Any way you want to get a hold of me is completely fine, but ask me for this information. I'm happy to get you copies of all of this so that you can create your own value proposition, so that you have the top 10 service areas of your value proposition for both buyer and seller in writing to make this easier for you. Any of the statistics that I mentioned, I can certainly get that all to you as well. So just reach out to me, and I'm happy to do this. But before the next Coaching with Carrie session next Friday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, I hope that you will make sure that you do have this value proposition written up, you are very clear about what you're going to do for your clients, and that you're going to be prepared to present those moving forward in every single presentation that you have. I promise you it's going to help your business. It's going to help your negotiations of your commissions. It's going to help you feel more confident. It's going to help you provide the best customer service that you can provide, and it's going to help you get more referrals as well. Thanks so much, you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the awesome weather here in Minnesota. I know I'm going to, and I'll see you next time on Coaching with Carrie, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, again next Friday. Thanks, you guys.